To me, if the Fool comes up as the challenge, if there's resistance to the Fool, this can often indicate that someone is struggling to listen to their intuition, that they're struggling to find that Fool spirit of letting go of the past, taking a leap of faith. The intuition may be out of alignment. There may be fear or confusion. Someone might feel like they want to take a leap, but they're not really sure, or they don't know if they can trust it. The sense of trust and openness that the Fool has might not be there, or there might be something kind of blocking it. So when the Fool shows up as the challenge, I almost think of it as if the Fool's about to take this leap and then his foot is about to leave the ground and he says, actually, I don't know. That there's this hesitation. Right? And sometimes it's hard for us to know if the hesitation is our intuition telling us maybe wait, or if it's just our mind getting in the way and telling us, what are you doing? This is crazy. Right? The Fool has to have a very strong sense of his intuition and an ability to differentiate between his intuition and his mind. So the Fool as the challenge may mean that someone is struggling with that. The Fool as the enemy, so situations where the Fool is not the energy that we need. This to me can often mean, we spoke about the idea of a child running away from home. The Fool, when it's out of alignment or when it's distorted or counterproductive to what we need, often indicates that someone is running away, right? So ideally, the Fool is taking a leap because he's really being called on this journey of self-discovery on this path. But sometimes taking a leap is not what's required. Sometimes the situation demands that we stay, that we see things through, that we finish what we started, right? The Fool is this beginner energy, and new beginnings are great. Everybody loves new beginnings. But we can't have new beginnings all the time. Sometimes what's called for is actually a middle or an end and not a beginning, right? So the Fool as the enemy could mean that maybe we are avoiding something or running away from something when it's becoming difficult, that we want to just cut ties with the past and start all over from scratch, and that that may not actually be the best thing for us. I remember a reading that I gave once where the Fool came up as the enemy card, and this woman, she was dealing with a lot of grief. She had a parent who had died, and she was really struggling to process it and to find her way. And she really just didn't want to deal with it, didn't want to look at it. And the Fool came up as the enemy card. And she told me that the day before, she had been really upset, didn't know what to do, and she was actually looking online at flights to Dubai. And she was saying, I think I'm just going to move to Dubai. Like, flights are cheap. I'll just do that. And she, fortunately, she had a friend or someone with her that told her, like, okay, maybe wait. Maybe sleep on it, you know, don't do anything drastic. But that was really this Fool energy coming in as a coping mechanism, as a way to avoid what was going on. I'm just going to jump off this cliff. I'm just going to run away. I'm just going to start a completely new life so that I don't ever have to deal with this thing. Right? So the Fool as the enemy can be running away or avoiding. We also spoke about the innocence of the Fool. This could also become distorted. There could be a sense of the Fool being almost too innocent, being too trusting or too naive, there could be almost a passivity to the fool of like, I'm just trusting the universe to take care of everything for me. When actually maybe the situation demands a little bit more discipline and structure from you, a little bit more groundedness. Okay, so take a second to think about all of this, take this in, see if there's anything else that this card brings up for you, if you have any memories or stories that you associate with it. And I want you to think about if you were to sit down with the fool and ask him for words of advice, what do you think he would say? What do you think his mantra or philosophy in life would be? And if you want to share this mantra in the comments below, feel free. I would love to hear it. And then when you're ready to move on to the next card, I will meet you in the next lesson, The Magician.